Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Weak people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. Albert Einstein reminds us of these times as we're going to be talking about forgiveness, we're going to be talking about transformations, and we're going to also be talking about moving forward with everything that's going on in the world today. So good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to you wherever you may be in this amazing, transformative, healing planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio, where we like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration, and want to just say thank you for taking the next 45 minutes to hang out with us on this live show. My name is Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. I will be your host and guide for the next 45 minutes as we explore and talk about forgiveness, as we talk about healing, as we talk about spiritual progression for transformations and moving forward. If you want to learn more about what I'm doing here in Seattle, Washington, the beautiful Pacific Northwest, you can visit me at marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector. The phone lines will be open a little bit later in the show, and that number to call is 202-570-7057. And if it's related to today's show topic of forgiveness and healing, then my producer Chris will put you in the waiting room until we can find a time to bring you on the air to have a spiritual chat. You can find me also every Wisdom Wednesday, every second and fourth Wisdom Wednesday here on Om Times Radio, for live shows of Inspired Living Radio. I'm already looking forward to my show in 2 weeks with a special guest and friend coming in from Europe and his new book, 10 Ways to Talk with the Dead. So that's a show coming up, and I'm looking forward to that. You can also catch me Monday mornings through my social media platforms, Facebook and YouTube, at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. It is my 30-minute inspirational show to get you inspired, encouraged, and motivated for the week ahead. Immediately following that is called The Healing Cafe at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's where I actually do live readings, spiritual chats, Q&A. I actually bring people live into the Zoom room, and I do live readings, whether it's psychic, intuition, mediumship. You never know. It's like a spiritual box of chocolates. So make sure to check those shows out and get on the subscription list so you can join me every Monday morning for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays and a coffee just to talk about life. If you want to listen to any of the encore shows or podcasts that stream through Om Times Radio, you can go to Om Times Radio Archives. That is where we have the past five seasons of Inspired Living Radio. You can also follow us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, and I have some of my favorite episodes streaming over at marklanehart.com. For social media interaction, you can follow us on our main Facebook page, which is called Inspired Living Radio, where we now have well over 1,600 inspired listeners from around the globe. So thank you for joining our page and this wonderful community. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Just look for the handle Inspired For Us. That is the number for Inspired For Us. So with that, let's talk about some topics today. With everything going on in the world, I do want to just give an Inspired Living shout out. This is something that I like to do, and I haven't had a solo show in a while. It's been a couple months since I've actually come on and done a solo show. I've had just amazing guests and topics and learning so much and, you know, in the last few months of 2020, and I thought it'd be a good time to come on and do a solo show and just talk about some things that are going on with the world and the planet. But I do want to just give an inspired listening shout out to all of our healthcare heroes. I know with everything that's going on in life, I always, you know, remind people to follow the science, to follow the data. The only thing that refutes science is better science. And we know that this pandemic is impacting. It is ramping back up. It is spiking up. So please be safe. Please stay properly informed. And please stay healthy during these transformative historical moments in our history. We haven't had a pandemic in over 100 years. And I, again, for the healthcare heroes out there on the front lines, police, fire, first responders, paramedics, nurses, doctors, all the staff that are at the hospitals supporting the healthcare heroes, I just want to say thank you. My heart goes out to you. I think of you guys often, and just know that our thoughts and prayers are with you during these transformative times. And that's part of the healing process, right, is to hold space for others and to have empathy and acknowledge what other people are going through, whether you've been impacted by this pandemic of COVID-19. Maybe you've had a loved one or a family or a friend pass over from this. You know, we're well over 215,000 Americans here just in the United States and over a million globally. So I always think about the ramifications or the ripples that impact, which would be probably about 3 to 4 million people that this pandemic has touched directly, including myself. So it's just always on my mind, and one of the ways that we can do is set the intention, talk about how we come together and how we move past this collectively. And that's also a form of transformation and moving forward and progression, and a lot of what I'm going to be talking about today. So the first step that I wanted to, you know, today's show is about ideas, modalities, different techniques that I have gone through and concepts that I've learned in my spiritual journey for the last 15 years now, and really addressing my own healing. And a lot of what I'm going to share with you today are techniques that I have come up with myself. They are teaching modalities that I actually teach to my students and talk about frequently, and I just want to share some of those. And then we're also going to be doing a Pathways to Healing meditation, and you know, just to kind of just help with today. You know, the show is always formatted to have guests on and talk about, you know, amazing topics and books. But today I really just wanted to focus in on you, the inspired listener, and give back and pay it forward to, you know, what I can help you on your journey, whether it's healing, moving into forgiveness, or, you know, transformations to move forward with everything that's going on. So we're going to be talking about right now, forgiveness is the best revenge. It's something that I wrote not only for my newsletter, Soul Adventures, but it's also featured in Om Times Magazine's latest edition. And it's really talking about forgiveness and letting forgiveness become the best revenge. And I have a feeling with everything that's going on in this planet, this crazy, chaotic, transformative, awakening planet that we are going through, I personally believe and feel as we move forward, there's going to be a lot of forgiveness that's going to need to be had for many people. You know, especially those that are maybe just being unplugged from the matrix or just being woken up. You know, it's like think of somebody coming out of surgery and just being woken up and they're not really themselves. A lot of us that are, you know, that are listening to the show today, you've been on a spiritual path. You've started the awakened process. And if you've gone through the awakened process, you know, it's not always an easy journey. It's not always cupcakes and rainbows and unicorns and kumbaya. There are very transformative nights of the soul, I would say. I always remind people, you know, as we move forward that, you know, healing doesn't have to look magical or it doesn't have to look pretty. I find that real healing is hard. It's exhausting. It's draining. But nonetheless, you got to let yourself go through it. You know, don't try to paint it as anything other than what it is. And it's addressing an awareness to your own healing. And just be there for yourself with no judgment. That's going to be the first step that I want to talk about in our journey of healing. And after we come back from our first break, I'll get into the healing pathways to healing meditation with you and continue to talk about some of the techniques that I've used in my own journey to really address some deep-seated past traumas and tragedies that triggered a transformation to be even on the air talking with you today. So I know that when it comes to forgiveness, and like I said, in the days ahead, we're going to really need to pull together on what I've long talked about, the great coming together. For those of you that have been following the show for a while, we're in our fifth season of Inspired Living Radio, and back on January 8th, I did a podcast, the live show with a podcast talking about my psychic predictions in the Roaring 20s and what I saw for this year, literally the Roaring 20s. And I know for all of you out there listening, the Roaring 20s has been, it feels like we're about 5 years into 2020, and I really look back now and go, I wonder what they meant when they said hindsight is 2020. I think we may change that term moving forward. But I talked about a few things in those in my predictions of what I see coming for our journey, and that one of them is going to be forgiveness, because we're going to have this great coming together that I predicted. But in order to have a great coming together, there's going to be a great falling apart or chaos or divide. And I just look at that from a numerology standpoint. I did the numbers on this year for 2020, and it's the year of the four. And for the numerologists out there like myself, that we knew that this was going to be a year of dedicated work and tearing down old structures as master builders. That's what the 2020 year represents, dedicated work and master builder energy. In order to be a master builder and to tear down things of old in order to build things of new, we are addressing some things of old, whether it's racism, systemic racism, Black Lives Matter, equality for all, just even what we're seeing right now and just everything that's unfolding with politics to government to the Supreme Court. We're seeing it all unfold before our eyes, and that's needed for transformations. And I see the great coming together. I do see that we're going to get into the four words that I talked about in my psychic predictions back on January 8th, and that's the great coming together, sustainability, self-mastery, and homeostasis. And homeostasis is that center road between fight or flight of the nervous system, and we'll all get back there, but the first thing that we need to do is we need to move into forgiveness, and the best revenge is forgiveness. I find that with many life challenges, we have several opportunities to learn, grow, transform, evolve, and heal from what I like to call our soul adventures of life. And when we do that through the tremendous power of forgiveness, it really is transformative. Now, with everything in life, we have free will and choice. And if we refuse those opportunities, we only continue to suffer and feel the pain in our lives. As the Sufi poet Rumi wrote, the cure for the pain is the pain. And that's where we're at in today. We're going through a lot of pain, but I know that when we go through this pain, the cure for that will be the pain that we've endured. Our experiences tell us that this is true, that when we are embedded within every painful time and experience in our lives, it's been, for me, it's been a seed of incredible transformations, healing, growth, life circumstances changes, yourself, your higher self, your authentic self starts to emerge and blossom. But when we avoid the forgiveness and we stay within all that negative energy, our past, what we could have changed or couldn't have changed, we allow pain to grow like what I say is a very aggressive fungus. And who suffers the most from that? We do. We always do. And the best revenge in moving forward in life, I have found, is forgiveness. We know that grieving and being in great sadness is one of the most potent and effective ways of beginning the transformation healing process for our lives. I learned that many years ago with the loss of both my brothers and my father-in-law in the same year from murder, brain cancer, and multiple sclerosis. And it's what I always talk about, the trauma and the tragedy that triggered my transformation to even move into spirituality, psychic awareness, intuition, mediumship, and even have a show broadcasting today through Om Times Radio. But through that grieving energy, that great sadness, when I allowed that to finally, surface and I surrendered to what was and what is, and I let the grief, the anger, the sadness, the anxiety, the depression pass through me, kind of like osmosis I described of letting things pass through you like osmosis, I found that I began to create a energy flow from my stomach through up through my heart, my throat, to the top of my head. And when, all I can, really recommend to you is when you feel the pain for what it is and have awareness of such problems, that's where you can acknowledge the pain. That's where you can respond to the pain and you can finally release the pain and enter into the world of what I call honoring your grief through the power of mourning, through the power of tears, sobbing, wailing, surrendering. That are all forms of healing. And when we are clean, lifted, we are rejuvenated and revived. We may not have to forget what happened, but however, we can forgive in order to move forward. As I'm just kind of going through today's show, I know that a lot of us wrestle with what true forgiveness is. And when I was writing this article and when I was thinking about forgiveness, what is true forgiveness? And to acknowledge it, to let it pass through us and have awareness for it, it can be very challenging. It can be very hard experience to go through, but it can also be healing for all of us if you just allow the energy to forgive and move into true forgiveness. Forgiveness for self, forgiveness for others, forgiveness what has taken place. When we can feel stuck and not know how to navigate that pain and change it into forgiveness and healing, we are reminded that the psychological and emotional distress can carry on for days, weeks, months, and even years, filled with rage, anger, dread, regret, despair, and hopelessness. I found that forgiveness is a release of our persistent negative thoughts, feeling, emotions, actions that we harbor about ourselves, others, our past, and the challenges that only life can offer in the human experience. Forgiveness through the power of choice, free will, and letting go can be an arena filled with healing, joy, love, peace, excitement, new direction, creation, self-love, positive energy, and a path towards full transformation. So when we come back from our first break, I'm going to pick up, just wrap up what the best revenge for forgiveness is. I'm going to take you on a meditation of the pathways to healing, and then I'm going to finish up with some techniques and modalities to help you on this spiritual journey. This is Inspired Living Radio. Be inspired, inspire others, inspire before we expire. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, talking today a solo show where I'm actually going over forgiveness, transformation, healing, going to share some ideas and techniques that have helped me in the journey. And as I was sitting there during the break, one of the quotes came to my mind, and it's from Robert Frost, where he says, in three words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on. And life will go on, things will improve, and I do see the great coming together. But I also see a very transformative time where we need to move into forgiveness. And I found that the best revenge for anything is forgiveness. So before the break, I was just talking about some of my own pathways and some of my own struggles that I've shared with you in my soul adventures. And I find that, you know, If we can make a conscious choice and to move into this arena of forgiveness that I was talking about before the break, that's always available. It's the tickets are always on sale. It takes great courage and confidence to move into true forgiveness for yourself, for others, for, you know, actions that have taken place in your journey. But it takes the act of facing the pain so the act of forgiveness can accommodate the cure for that pain. The forgiveness arena that I was talking about, like I said, is always open. Tickets are on sale, and no better time to take back your power and let forgiveness become the best revenge for living a positive, joyful, and healthy life. And that's just a little bit from my article for this month that I wrote, talking about the best revenge is through forgiveness, or the best forgiveness is through revenge, however you want to apply to it. But I was also thinking of Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. King, because he talked about, you know, during his times with great divide and equality, you know, facing racism. And he talked about, you know, don't let no man pull you low enough to hate him. And I find with everything that's going on in our world right now, the chaos, the divide, the different ideologies, it's a good reminder that we can't let the external environment impact our internal environment and pull you low enough to where you actually hate somebody, or you want to, you know, take a really negative reaction to them. And part of the spiritual path this year for me, to be honest with you guys, has been observing and really just seeing things unfold from ideologies, right versus wrong, good versus evil, what people truly stand for and what people don't. And at some point, there's going to be a need for great forgiveness if we are going to have the great coming together. So I want to get into a meditation before our next break comes up, because this show goes by so quick. And I call it the Pathways to Healing Meditation. And if you would just indulge me for the next 5 minutes or so, I want to take us on a journey to really use healing and pathways to healing through your own words, through your own mantra. I always believe that, you know, thoughts become words, words become actions, actions become behaviors, behaviors become habits, habits become your destiny. And so it really is important to really be mindful of the words that you're using. And what better way to do that than through a Pathways to Healing meditation? So sit back for a second. If you're listening, preferably not driving or operating any kind of motorized vehicle, and just sit back with straight spine and just take in three deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, breathing in life, breathing in prana, breathing in energy. And when you breathe in through the nose, there's so many different processes that take place. If you think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration, and the power of breath, this is really the main tool for the healing process to start. It's like turning on a car, and that key is the healing key. So when you take those three breaths in, breathing in through the nose, inhaling what you want, and exhaling what you don't, breathing in love, exhaling gratitude, breathing in peace, and then exhaling whatever you want to exhale and to release that doesn't serve your higher path. And just sit for a second on how you feel with just three deep breaths. That's all it was. It was simple, it was quick, it was easy. But what you're doing is you're using that healing key to turn on the engine of moving down that pathway to healing. So take another nice deep breath in. Let your eyes come to a close if you can. Just listening to the sound of my voice, let me take you on this meditation on pathways to healing. On our journey to be open and curious about the human experience, we can also follow a daily path of healing so we can get to those better days in life with peace, joy, and happiness. Self-forgiveness is vital and essential energy to the physical body. To allow for self-healing to take root and obtain inner peace within, and to have peace with our external world. The first pathway to healing is called cognitive intuition. This is where we ask ourselves, something is off, not working, or needs to change. And say that with me. Something is off, not working, or needs to change. And that's called cognitive intuition. And you can always ask yourself that. Taking another nice deep breath, being in the magic of the moment. We can talk about self-mastery as another pathway to healing. The responsibility and our ownership to be able to say to ourselves, I need to change, I want to change. The pathway of self-mastery is that responsibility and the ownership for your journey. And you can say that anytime you like. I need to change, I want to change. Taking in another nice deep breath on this healing meditation, we move down the pathway of true self-forgiveness. And this is the ability to know thyself at a deeper level and say thank you for the experience with grace and patience while saying to yourself, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. That is the pathway of true self-forgiveness. Taking in another nice, deep, cleansing, healing, peaceful breath. Feeling that energy moving into your system, moving into your auric field, your human energy field, also known in science as the HEF. Let that breath of life fill you, inspire you, encourage you, and motivate you. And exhale anything that doesn't serve your journey, your higher good, your higher self. And as we move down another path, we can move down the path of healing through sustainability. Sustainability is a personal system in life that will maintain and ground us in our viability and comfort and will allow for continual reuse for the healing process to grow within and to help you with your transformations. And you can do that by simply stating, I feel safe, grounded, supported, and loved. I feel safe, grounded, supported, and loved. Taking in another nice deep breath. Today we're doing a meditation on pathways through healing. Another road we can choose to go down is awareness of change. Awareness of change in the healing process is finally being able to step into your power. Letting go and open up the space of pain, trauma, tragedy, and filling it with the mantra, I forgive myself not just once, but again and again, and as many times as needed to feel peace. I forgive myself not just once, but again and again, and as many times as needed to feel peace. Taking in another nice deep breath in the healing meditation. Today we're talking about forgiveness, healing, and transformation for the spiritual progression and moving forward. Another channel, another road that I like to observe in the healing process is the word fail. In today's society, fast-paced, moving, chaotic society, failure is looked at something bad, something negative. I always like to take one negative thought and turn it into three positive thoughts. And for me, failure is first attempt in learning. To fail at something is not the end. Failing at something is just the beginning, where you can actually learn from your experiences and grow and become stronger and transform for the life that you seek. Through failure, it's accepting of not knowing what we didn't see before we learned it through this experience we call life. And that life acronym is learn it from experience. So if we're here in life and we're here to fail, I always remind people, fail often, fail daily, fail big, because it's your first attempt in learning something. And through life, or what I call soul adventures, we can say, I accept the gifts of learning, growth, and transformations so that I may continue. That is a very important pathway in healing, to be able to say, I accept the gifts of learning, growth, and transformations so that I may continue. Not every lesson is fun to learn. That's why they call it life lessons. But I also believe that the lesson repeats until it completes, and what we resist persists. So taking in another nice, deep, cleansing, healing breath of what you want in your life, what you want for your spiritual journey, where you want to be and where you want to go. Hold on to that intention, that energy, that vibration. And when you're ready, release out, letting go of what no longer serves your path. Breathing out stress, worry, drama, anxiety, depression, any of those things that bring you down, bring your energy down. And as we move into another pathway of healing in this meditation, I call this the conscious reset. Just as a runaway car cannot apply its own brakes, the active mind, which is always thinking and feeling, requires a silent intention for healing and connection to the source, saying, I take the time to disconnect so that I may reconnect to self. I take the time to disconnect so that I may reconnect to self. It's very, very important, that active mind. That active mind, I hate to break the news to you, it's going to go until the time you actually move into the spirit world or transition to the next soul adventure. That mind is an active mind, and that's why it's important to know thyself and to be able to pump the brakes and apply that active mind through the power of breath to set intentions for healing with the, I take the time to disconnect so that I may have the time to reconnect to self. Another pathway for healing in this meditation is acceptance for what is. And as I start to wrap up this meditation, taking another nice, deep, cleansing, healing breath, just listening to the sound of my voice, knowing the acceptance for what is, and all you have to say to yourself is, I agree with life, I resist nothing, and I have everything that I need. I agree with life, I resist nothing, and I have everything that I need. I'm taking another nice deep healing breath. That is the Pathways to Healing meditation. And so it is. So I wanted just to share that meditation with you here when we get ready for our second break. But it's important that your words, your thoughts become your words, but you say your words out loud daily. I mean, they're called mantras, positive affirmations. It's something that I do daily, morning, noon, and night. It's really easy to get caught up in those negative thoughts. And if I can just, you know, share something with you, for every negative thought you have out there, surrounded by all the negativity in life, Jen, try to replace that one negative thought with three positive thoughts and define things that you're grateful for. I found that the attitude for gratitude is very powerful in the healing process and the forgiveness process, being able to, you know, do that. So that's the Pathways to Healing meditation. And the other things that I wanted to talk about are some techniques that I came up along my journey when I was going through the great traumas and tragedies of my spiritual background. And I remind people, you know, even with just the TNT, traumas and tragedy, that blew my life up, I find that a lot of us that have had a rough go at life, who've had a tragic, you know, past, or whether it's through what I've gone through, or whether it's gone, you know, maybe it's abuse or addiction. I hope it's not murder and brain cancer. That those are two big humps to really get over and to really move into that healing. But you know, whatever is going on in your journey, it's about addressing that. And one of the techniques that I came up with that to address this, along with grieving counseling, biofeedback, hypnotherapy, regular counseling, you name it, meditations, positive affirmations, mantras, tapping. I think I've just about explored everything in life on the psychological aspects of the mind. And that's why I go by the intuitive prospector, because it's really about prospecting in life for what you want. And it takes hard work, but when you find it, you know, when you dig and you work and you're covered in mud, just like a prospector that goes out to find that gold, when you find that, you know, gold that you're looking for, it's worth the fight, it's worth the adventure, it's worth the dedication and the frustrations and the pain and the joy. You know, there's that I always remind my students of this, that if you know, the diamond becomes the diamond only through great pressure. If it doesn't have great pressure on it, it remains a piece of charcoal. And we know that there are people out in life that are like that. There are diamonds and there are people that are charcoal. There are people that are butterflies and there are people that are caterpillars. No one is better than the other. It's just different applications for how you want to change your life. So I always remind my students, no pressure, no diamond. But we're all looking for that diamond within for our spiritual journey. So as we get ready for our second break, what I want to share with you is what I call the FAR technique. And it's F-A-A-R-R. And if you use this technique, the farther you can go on your journey. It's something I came up with years ago as an acronym just to help me with that daily journey of having an attitude for gratitude and positive affirmations. And when we move into the FAR technique, the first one is to feel it, the F in FAR. When we feel it, that feeling, whether it's good or bad or both, by feeling it, it helps you to address it, and it also unlocks those channels of healing and forgiveness that I was just talking about. A lot of people, a lot of humans, including myself, would not feel it and turn it off. and ignorance is bliss, and put the blinders on until one day it circles back and it bites you in the butt and you realize you have to address it, and you've been carrying this luggage for many, many years. So we feel it. We have awareness to what's going on. When we have awareness to what's going on, it helps with your perspective. It helps with your mindset. You can do that through meditation, through breath work, through yoga, through qigong, through tai chi. There are many different modalities to have awareness to the situations of your life. So feel it, awareness to it, acknowledge it, acknowledge that pain. Like Rumi said, the cure for the pain is the pain. And when we acknowledge it, we're acknowledging our thoughts through the power of our words, and that vibration carries out. And when we acknowledge it, that's also a form of acceptance and surrendering. Now, with that pain in the FAR technique, is to respond to it. And just a reminder, not responding to everything in life is a response within itself. Sometimes you don't need to respond to everything to, you know, push back, to be opinionated. In this day and age, I ask myself, do I want to be at right or do I want to be at peace? And I find that most times I want to be at peace, and that's by not responding to several things. So response is also not responding if you choose to, free will and choice. And the last R in the FAR technique is to release. Because if we hold on to everything, the body takes it on psychologically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and that can also lead the body to have different outcomes of disease, stress, anxiety, depression, suicide. I mean, there are so many things that the body can take on based on what the mind is telling it. So the big part of this FAR technique is to release everything that you're going through. So to recap, feel it, have awareness to it, acknowledge it, respond to it, but know that no response is also a response, and release it. Let it go. So if you can use that FAR technique, it's really great for going through trying times of your life, grieving processes that you may be going through right now. And it's just a concept and a modality that I wanted to share with you today. So we're going to be heading to our second break. We'll be back here in just a few minutes, and we'll kind of wrap up with how to be great moving forward and some ingredients for life. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. This is Inspired Living Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Lanehart, talking today and just sharing some of my ideas, my concepts, my teaching tools and techniques and modalities to allow you for the healing process, to address the healing process, forgiveness, and to move forward with your spiritual progression and transformation. So thank you for tuning in. If you want to learn more about the work I'm doing, you can visit me at marklanehart.com or just internet search The Intuitive Prospector. I would be honored to do a little spiritual prospecting with you for your own spiritual healing, transformations, and of course, your own spiritual gold. So we've been talking for the last half hour. We did a nice meditation on pathways to healing. I talked about forgiveness, and the best revenge is using forgiveness to move forward. And the last few techniques I want to talk about, just being great in life and some ingredients that you can add to your life to find that great recipe. It's just like baking. If you don't add the right ingredients, the final product may not turn out or bake right or taste right. And so I wanted to just share some concepts about being great in those ingredients of life. And I also wanted to share with you before we close what I call the seven spiritual B's. And it's something that you can address in almost every single situation of your life. And when I say the seven spiritual B's, I know it's the letter B. These are words that start with B, but I always envision the actual B's, the B's that actually, you know, make the world go around. You wouldn't think B's would be that important, but as Albert Einstein talked about, if we ever lose the B's, within 4 years, mankind disappears, because it's through the power of pollination. The sharing is caring, if you will. Being able to pollinate through the bees is what makes a lot of things grow. And without the bees, the food supply does indeed collapse. And so I like to use the bees as an actual visual for bumblebees and honeybees. The good bees, not the hornets and the wasps, but the bees that actually pollinate and spread the food and growth and the transformations. So the first thing that I like to address, and again, you can use my FAR technique that I just shared with you before the break. You can use the positive mantras that I shared with you in the healing meditation. Start to, you know, flip script on your thoughts for every negative thought you have. Replace that with three positives and use forgiveness. If you feel revengeful or you feel like you need to take revenge or get back at somebody, try applying forgiveness and see how you feel versus, you know, the two wrongs don't make a right, and lowering yourself to their vibration or lowering yourself to their belief systems or their ideologies. So like I said, there are many different people in life. There are caterpillar people and there are butterfly people. And sometimes it's difficult to have butterfly speak with caterpillar people. And we're kind of seeing that today. No judgment, no opinion. No one is better than the other. It's just where that person is on their pathways of life. And everybody's at a different spot in their journey. So hopefully today's show is I'm just helping plant seeds for painting a picture and a pathway forward for you in your future. Because the best thing about our future, it comes one day at a time, and we plant seeds today. So how do we get out of these patterns, if you will? How to let go of a painful pattern, as I like to say. And the first things, besides the FAR technique and the positive mantras of what we talked about, we need to recognize that we have developed certain patterns and behaviors due to a belief programming. You know, I always think about television. If you break the word down, tell a vision, or this certain program is on, what is it programming? So we have to recognize that we have developed certain patterns and certain habits and behaviors of what we're doing. And so when you address that, that's the first step in addressing and breaking this painful pattern and not repeating the lesson over and over again. We find that you know, you absorb from those around you in the past. Sometimes your environment in which you find yourself can condition you or program you to be in like-mindedness or to be in that mind, that way of thinking, just by your environment, what you find yourself in. I'm actually thinking of somebody right now that's actually I've seen transform based on just their environment, which they find themselves in for a career. So it's important to surround yourself with people that raise you up. It's important to surround yourself with people that have positivity, encouragement, motivation, like-mindedness, and really believe in a moral code and a moral fiber. And I think a lot of what we're seeing in today's society is also the carving out the differences of dividing people between a moral code and a lack of moral code, you know, a true compass, moral fiber, and integrity. So you have to address that, and that's how you start breaking these painful patterns. And it's also how you move into transformation, and it's also how you address your own healing and your own forgiveness. Because these patterns or these behaviors that kept you from feeling unwanted anxiety and hurt, you know, whether ignorance is bliss or you put the blinders on, you must now recognize that these old patterns, these behaviors, these habits are not working for you in the present. If you're catching this show, you're hearing my words, you're hearing my voice, this happened for a reason. I believe in divine timing. I believe in synchronicities and coincidences, as Carl Jung reminds us, as meaningful happenings. But at this point, they're causing more harm than good to you. And you must accept that if you keep doing what you always are doing, you will keep getting what you always will get. So it's a definition of insanity as well. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. So if you're hearing the show today, you're hearing my voice, it's time to take a different approach. Make peace with your broken pieces, start moving forward. And how you do that is through the seven spiritual B's, what I call everybody has battles. Every day you get up, there is a battle to be had. And if you apply the techniques and the concepts of what I've been talking about today, do you want to be at peace or do you want to be at right? The ego always wants to be right, but you have a choice, free will and choice. So address your battles. That's the first B. Sometimes there's burdens for me as a psychic knowing what we're going through today. I talked about this back in January with all this civil unrest and talk of civil war and politic divide and this person and that person. This is a burden that I've had to carry, and now it's finally catching up to our 3D dimensional, or maybe we're 2D dimensional based on our thought process, but it's catching up. And that's a burden that I've had to carry for many, many months. But nonetheless, you have to address those burdens because every battle has its burden. So that's the second B. How do you address those? Through the power of breath, something that we just did with the meditation, taking that breath in, breathing in what you want, setting your intentions, knowing that through the laws of physics, energy always follows your intentions, and then exhaling what you don't want for the journey, exhaling what's not important to you, exhaling any stresses or burdens or anxiety or depressions that bring your body, your mindset down. So the third B is breath work. I recommend a lot of breath work daily through the power of meditation. I do soma breath work every day, S-O-M-A. It's fantastic. It puts you in a state of hypoxia, if you will, because you're actually holding your breath, and it's very transformative for the healing process. So, with the technology we have today, whether it's YouTube or Insight Timer or the many shows here on Om Times Radio, you can tune in and be directed on how to have appropriate breathwork exercises and just how to breathe the right way. I find a lot of people don't even breathe the right way based on a learned behavior. So of the seven spiritual B's is battles, burdens, breath work. And if you notice, if you work with your breath, if you're mindful and you focus on your breath, it's just like laying in a pool of water. When you exhale, you sink to the bottom. When you inhale, you rise to the top. And so I always talk about buoyancy. It's important to have that breath work to remain buoyant, because you want to lift yourself up, not exhale and sink to the bottom of the pool, but continue to breathe in the positivity and the guidance and the love and the healing and the forgiveness, so you can be buoyant and stay on the surface of the water and not sink. And what that does is, in my seven spiritual B's for transformation, it allows you to have balance with everything that's going on. So we have our battles, we have our burdens. Through breath work, we can create buoyancy. Through buoyancy, we can create balance. And when we have balance, we start to grow. It's just like cutting yourself for the first time. It's painful, but that cut heals. The power of the body to heal itself internally from the inside out. And what that does is it makes your skin stronger. It's called scar tissue. It becomes stronger to deal with the next adventure, to the next, life soul adventure, if you will. So by having balance and addressing and becoming stronger, what doesn't kill you does make you stronger. What happens with your progression and your transformation is you start to blossom. Just like a flower takes time, it takes water, it takes nutrients, it takes sun, it takes the good things to finally blossom and open up. And I know us as humans, we want to make things blossom before their time, but one of the three pillars that I teach on is trust, patience, and discipline. And we have to have that patience for transformation, because it doesn't happen overnight. You may think you can get on Amazon and order it, or get on Postmates and have it delivered at your door, but it does take time for transformation. But it all starts with you. Forgiveness, healing, transformations. And the last one after you blossom is you become a very beautiful being, different than the being you were before. My goal is to always be a better version of myself day in and day out. How can I be better than I was yesterday? And so just to recap for the seven spiritual B's for transformations and progress moving forward, knowing that you're going to have battles, you can't sidestep them, that's life. You're going to have burdens with these battles. You have the ability to breathe and free will and choice to address through the power of breath. I always think about Navy SEALs. They're actually taught how to do breath work in very stressful times. Very fascinating. And they do some of the most dangerous work, our military and our Navy SEALs out there. And even they are skilled in the power of breath work in very stressful times. Things that I started to learn about even with my background in firefighting and emergency medicine is the ability to breathe to keep your stress levels down and be able to think in times of, you know, crisis. So battles, burdens, breath work. Through breath work, you create buoyancy, and that buoyancy is to lift you up, not let you sink. Through buoyancy, you become balanced. Through that balance, you start to address and see different things, maybe a 30,000-foot perspective versus what you saw on the ground versus what you see from the International Space Station. What that does is that allows you to blossom. It allows you to be more educated, and we know that education, life experiences, and education lead to knowledge. That knowledge leads to wisdom, and hopefully and eventually that wisdom carries over to what we're all trying to reach, which is enlightenment. And by that blossoming aspect, you become a very beautiful being. And not that you're not beautiful now, you are, but you become an even more beautiful being because you are transforming, you are progressing, and you are moving forward. And so those are the seven spiritual B's of transformation to help you out. We talked about the FAR technique. We talked about forgiveness being the best revenge on the path forward. And the last thing before we wrap up this show, I can't believe we're already coming to the end of the show, is I want to talk about ingredients for what are some of the ingredients to help you with your journey. You know, like I said, think of a baker, and when you're making up a cake or you're baking up something, you have to add the right pinch of salt, the right flour, the right ingredients. And when you don't, it doesn't necessarily turn out the way that you want it to turn out. So the first one, I talk about being great, G-R-E-A-T, and then I'll talk about the greatest ingredient. And that first G in life is generosity. I find that if we have generosity, the more we give, the better we actually feel about ourselves. There is something to be said, it's better to give than to receive. And I find a lot of truth in that. And being generous is also generous with your time, your greatest commodity while you're here. Humans are the only species that pays to live on this planet. So just remember, money is not your greatest commodity. We may think it is, and it does make life, you know, better. But at the end of the day, you don't get to take any of this stuff with you. And so time is your greatest commodity, not money. And the more generous you are with money, with your time, with your love, with your wisdom, with your inspiration, this helps the first ingredients of having a great, wonderful life. The second one is our responsibility. We have to have responsibility. As a spiritualist myself, one of the principles in the spiritual philosophy that I follow from England is personal responsibility. We all have free will and we all have choice. But we find that people take responsibility for those free will and choices and others do not. And so it's very important to be responsible for your thoughts, your words, your actions, your behavior, because that does have a ripple effect that impacts everybody. The E in being great is your endurance. Buddha talked a lot about endurance, and right now you may be enduring with this pandemic, this virus that has impacted the globe. I think it's kind of interesting that Mother Earth said, "Hey, humans, here's a virus. Deal with it, because you're not being good stewards of, you know, you're not being good tenants, and I'm the landlord, and I can evict any time." And that we were killing our planet. We still are, but the planet is healing, and we have to, you know, learn to work in an ecosystem, not an ego system. So that's part of the responsibility of what I'm talking about, but it's also the endurance to endure. You know, this is a marathon. This isn't a sprint, and this is going to continue on, just like I said it would in January, that we'd be looking at close to 2 years of this pandemic, just like the pandemic of 1918, the great influenza flu. Of course, if we want to keep adding the ingredients of greatness, we have to take action. Your thoughts become your words. Things are born twice, first in your mind, and then what you do in action to bring those out of your mind. Because if they just stay in your mind, that's fine, but it's a daydream. It doesn't go anywhere, and that you're not applying energy and intention to bring that. And one of the examples I always use is just look around you. Everything that you're surrounded by is somebody else's ideas and intention to bring their thoughts into your reality. So one of the ingredients for being great and moving forward, take an action. And of course, the T of your great, wonderful ingredients of life is being thankful. It's very important to be humble and thankful. My mantra is be humble or get humble, because I've been humbled so many times in my journey now that, you know, with lots of failures and lots of life experiences, I'm always thankful. Regardless, you know, the cure for the pain is the pain. So through those are all great ingredients to help you on your journey, forgiveness, healing, Everything I've shared with you the last hour, the FAR technique, the spiritual bees for spiritual progression and transformation. But the greatest ingredient of all, above all, the one thing that I found that transcends this world into the spirit world, the etheric plane, heaven, whatever your belief system is the power of love. We have to love ourselves. We have to love our enemies. We have to love our planet. We have to love because that is the greatest ingredient. That is the greatest gift that life offers us. And when we don't have love, that is where the separation starts. And we are today a planet filled without love. But in the end, I see us coming together. I see us sustaining. I see us starting to self-master a lot of these emotions and concepts and ideologies that we're going through right now. And of course, homeostasis, which is that center pathway, not fight or flight, but finding a way forward together through the great coming together. Confucius reminds us, the more you know yourself, the more you forgive yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you forgive yourself. So I just wanted to share that with you today. I hope it helps. I hope it inspires. I hope it encourages. And of course, I hope that it motivates, because that's what Inspired Living Radio is all about. Thank you for joining the live show. I always just remind people, I was once a student of extreme loss, trauma, and tragedy, but today, now I'm a teacher of hope, healing, and transformations. So I hope that some way this show helped you today and inspired you to keep moving on your pathway, to endure, and to find those great ingredients for transformations. If you want to learn more about me, marklanehart.com, internet search the Intuitive Prospector, visit our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, and join the global community. Let us know where you're from, post a picture. Love to have you on the page. And we'll be back here in 2 weeks for another inspiring show of Inspired Living Radio. Thank you so much. Be safe out there. Much love to all of you. Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. We'll see you next time. Namaste.